This portion of the show is brought to you by Reality Television, the entertainment genre that asks, hey, remember when TV didn't suck?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Los Angeles weather.
Low overcast tonight, low around 58, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. No smog, beaches now 62, Valley 66, downtown 65, Orange County 66.
You're listening to the radio.
He came and he grabbed the food, and then he came again for the soda.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Good morning, everyone!
Today is National Be a Dork Day.
What a dork.
What a dork.
What a dork, am I right?
You are such a dork.
You're a dork!
Yeah, I'm a dork!
You guys are dork.
Baby Boo, why are you such a dork?
Dorks.
Let's get this show started!
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. There she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Really, really easy. You can find our podcast on Alexa. The podcast is comprised of all the show segments that we do during the live show. All the segments, all the features, all the interviews, all that kind of stuff. We put it all together without the music in between, okay? And then we put that up as a full-length podcast. It's really, really easy. Oh, let's play this one. You can find The Mike Show podcast on the Alexa device.
Hello!
Just simply by asking Alexa to play The Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there. And you can search The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places that you would find your podcasts. We are there. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, Monday edition of the program. No Cammy today. Brr. Cammy's off today. So it's just me. And, well, we're going to get smart, of course, with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. We're going to tell you about the weekend, how that went, some things that are coming up this week that you can join us at, some live broadcasts. We are going to cover some of the political stuff, especially with the assassination attempt of President Trump. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Because it's this show, we're going to talk about, you know, pop culture, current events, just goofy things. Like yesterday was National Macaroni and Cheese Day, all right? And mac and cheese is simple, even if you mix it up by adding other ingredients. But there is one potentially divisive element, and we're going to get to that. Plus, our top list, top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese a certain way. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, let's go over here. There we go. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Kraft introduces Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese. The original taste you love with added pumpkin spice. Try Kraft Shrimp Scampi with Pumpkin Spice Linguine. Or Kraft Vegetarian Pumpkin Spice Lasagna. Instead of meat, a layer of spiced pumpkin. All coming soon with the new Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese. By the third forkful, you'll feel like you've had enough pumpkin spice. From Kraft.
All right. So it's never too early for pumpkin spice. And yesterday was National Mac and Cheese Day. And it's a simple dish, even if you mix it up by adding other ingredients. When I was batching it, by the way, you know, back in the day before Tab, you know, I'd just add these. These are... you know, just laying around, you know, after a night of Taco Bell. And so, yeah, I'd just add this. You can add this to ramen, too. And it's really, really good. Well, anyway, there is one potentially divisive element, however, to eating mac and cheese. And the question is, do you eat it with a fork, a spoon, or a spork? Somebody recently asked the interwebs, and here are the results. 70% of people eat mac and cheese with a fork. 24% of people use a spoon. 6% request a spork, which not everybody has lying around. One person said, it depends on how the mac and cheese is served. They say, my rule is, if it's served on a plate, I eat it with a fork. If it's served in a bowl, I eat it with a spoon or with chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
Somebody else asked the fork users if they're licking their plates. okay, so we have kind of a go-to meal in our house that includes mac and cheese. And actually, then we stumbled across something also equally delicious. My 9-year-old, absolutely positively loves this meal. We do it probably at least once a week. We'll do a ribeye.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. Ribeye, mac and cheese, mashy taters, and asparagus. That is like that's her favorite. That is one of our go-tos. And then Tab. Tab started adding crab meat to it.
I'm rich. Shut up. You're not.
So we would have you know, crab, the claw meat from crab. And then we started adding that to mac and cheese bowls. Okay, crab meat and mac and cheese bowls. And let me tell you, that is like... it's just amazing. Yeah. I mean, it is like...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So that brings us to our top list. With 24% of Americans eating macaroni and cheese with a spoon, in other words, 24% of Americans need a one-way ticket to commie land. Uh-huh. Because what makes this country great are fork-using mac and cheese eaters. To put it into perspective, just how unpatriotic this is, check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. All right, here we go. Here we go, number one. Wiping down the table before eating at IHOP. What? The stickiness is the charm, right? Top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Eating an empty chip from the pile of nachos. No, that's a scoop for loading other chips and gunk, okay? That's, you don't eat an empty chip. You dig it in there. Top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Stopping at one beverage. Soda machines are God's way of saying there's no such thing as too much Mountain Dew. Top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Letting the movie theater employee decide when to stop pumping the butter on your popcorn. You keep them pumping until the bottom of your bucket sloshes, all right? Top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Dumping the milk after you finish your cereal. No, no, no. Real Americans know that's wasting a bowl of marshmallow soup right there. And top dining habits that are as un-American as eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Eating pizza with a knife and fork. I mean, screw it. If you hate America that much, just join ISIS, okay?
I said just join ISIS.
There you go. The Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us.
Right here.
Yeah. Coming up. We've got news, and we've got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. A judge dismissed Alec Baldwin's case after prosecutors withheld evidence. Ironic that they weren't being straight shooters. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards aired Saturday. The big winner for Kids' Choice this year was Never Work with Dan Schneider Again. Engineers at the University of California, San Diego have trained robots to learn dance moves. However, the only dance they've really nailed is the robot. And a tractor trailer hauling 46,000 pounds of beef plowed through a Wendy's in Pennsylvania. The driver got out of the truck and said, "Here's the beef." This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. And yeah, this program this show, you know that we don't do politics. You know that we are more, you know, pop culture, current events, the funny, lighter side of the news, that kind of stuff. But obviously, you know, we do need to cover a bit of what happened this weekend in Pennsylvania with the assassination attempt of former President Trump. And during Audio Vault, we have some things that that were caught on the microphone. Plus, we have the actual moment that the shots rang out. And we have an interview from a person that was in the crowd who says that they saw the person climbing on the roof with the gun and kept pointing at this person and trying to get the Secret Service's attention. Authorities say they're seeking clues as to why a 20-year-old man from a small town in Pennsylvania decided to open fire at former President Donald Trump's rally Saturday. The Secret Service chief said the agency would cooperate with an independent review of security at the rally, as Democrats and Republican lawmakers are questioning how a gunman managed to get into and onto a nearby roof. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle said Monday that the agency is working with federal, state, and local authorities to understand what happened, how it happened, and how they can prevent an incident like that from taking place again. An FBI official said the agency's investigation has not turned up any mental health problems, threatening posts, or motives tied to Thomas Matthew Crooks, the man as identified as the shooter who was killed by the Secret Service. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, went on to say that the agency would cooperate fully with the independent review. Law enforcement officials said Sunday that they are not increasing security for this week's Republican National Convention, even as Wisconsin's Democratic governor pushed to expand where guns would be restricted. The law enforcement officials said they developed a robust plan over 18 months that does not need to be updated after the shooting Saturday at former President Donald Trump's rally. Three of the finalists to be former President Donald Trump's running mate have responded in different ways to Saturday's shooting at the Pennsylvania rally, which the authorities have called an assassination attempt. As many elected officials have over the past 24 hours, Senators J.D. Vance, Republican from Ohio, Marco Rubio from Florida, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued public statements responding to the shooting. And the FBI is investigating the shooting as well, as an assassination attempt and potential domestic terrorism, the agency said in a statement on Sunday. Coming up in Audio Vault, that's where we have the moment that the shooting happened and an interview from somebody who was on scene. All right, other news. President Trump is fine after a bullet pierced the top part of his right ear, but one man was killed and two others were critically wounded. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, quote, "I knew immediately that something was wrong in that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place." In an interview last night, he said he has rewritten the speech he will give this week at the Republican National Convention because he considers this, quote, "a chance to bring the whole country, even the whole world, together." Melania Trump tweeted, quote, "When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change." She also called Donald, quote, "the generous and caring man who I've been through the best of times and worst of times. As for the shooter, here's what we know. His name was Thomas Matthew Crooks. He was 20 years old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, an hour south of Butler. He was killed by a Secret Service sniper. Crooks was working as a dietary aide at a nursing home and was a member of a local gun club. At the time of the shooting, he was wearing a t-shirt from a gun-related YouTube channel called Demolition Ranch. He was a registered Republican, but had previously given a $15 donation to a left-leaning organization. Authorities have raided his home, but there's no word yet on a motive for the shooting. So how did he do it? Crooks was able to climb the roof of a building only 164 yards from where Trump was speeding or speaking with an AR-15 rifle. It seems crazy that law enforcement didn't notice him and didn't have that area secure. But one guy who we mentioned, interviewed by the BBC, said that he and other spectators saw Crooks climb the ladder with his rifle and tried to get police attention, tried to alert police, but he was still able to fire off several rounds. The sheriff of Butler County says that one local police officer was hoisted onto the shoulders of another to look onto the roof, but he dropped back down after Crooks pointed the rifle at him. That's when Crooks started shooting. Once the Secret Service did respond, though, the witness said they, quote, blew his head off, end quote. The gun was registered to Crooks' father, and police found explosives in his car and his home. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter, hopefully, with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows, really? All right, here we go. Number one. Super Mario was originally a carpenter, not a plumber. Huh? Number two. The second episode of Saturday Night Live, during its first season in 1975, was almost all music and no comedy. It had 11 musical performances, including a reunion between Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Number three. At the Lincoln-Douglas debates in 1858, one candidate spoke for 60 minutes, then the other one spoke for 90, and then the first one got to finish up with a 30-minute rebuttal. Ugh. Number four. Stella Artois has the oldest logo in the world. It's been used since the brewery was founded in Belgium in 1366. Is this Twinings or Twinings? Twinings tea? Twinings tea? I want to get a correct pronunciation on this. How to pronounce. All right.
Twinings tea.
Twinings. Okay. It's Twinings tea, correct? That's
Twinings tea.
She's irritated. Twinings tea is the second oldest logo. And then number five. Let's get some music in here, please. There we go. Number five. The Guinness World Record for the longest jump by a guinea pig is 1.57 feet. It was set by a guinea pig named Truffles in England. In 2012, and he broke his own previous record of 1.3 feet. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts. Yep. The Mike Show.
Twining's tea.
Twining's tea. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. We have audio first from the assassination attempt. From the Trump rally, former President Trump was shot in the ear in an apparent assassination attempt Saturday evening. He was holding a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. During his speech, shots could be heard. One of them grazed his ear. Here is the moment it happened.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
The FBI identified the shooter as Thomas Matthew Crooks, a 20-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. A BBC reporter nabbed this interview with Greg Smith. He was at the Trump rally and said he warned police of the gunman on the roof, but his warnings went ignored.
We noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building. 50 feet away from us. We're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof. He had a rifle. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. He's crawling. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof. And next thing you know, five shots ring out.
All right. On to bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes that I think you'll like. Well, and maybe not. Goodness gracious. Because here, let's go to these. They say that showbiz celebrity deaths come in threes, and this weekend would demonstrate that. Dr. Ruth Westheimer a sex therapist known for her whimsical way of discussing intimacy, died on Friday night. She was 96. Her career in entertainment began in 1980 with her New York radio call-in show called Sexually Speaking. It was then syndicated nationally. Later, she became a household name after a multitude of television appearances. Here she is in 2012 discussing the popularity of the 50 Shades of Grey book.
This book, what it will do is it actually will arouse a woman. And I would say to women all over the world, read it, use it in your own mind, and then spin off your own fantasies.
Okay. Richard Simmons passed away on Saturday, a day after his 76th birthday. There's no word on the cause of death. He said in a social media post back in March that he was dying. Here are some of Richard Simmons' moments.
Are you ready to tone? Well, let's warm up those muscles.
Get your chia in shape with Richard Simmons' Chia Pet. Just spread the seeds, water, and watch it grow.
My.
Take us through a typical day. You get up. What time does your day begin? What time do you start?
4:30 or 5.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Go to Tune Up Masters and get oiled up?
I do care. It's just let's make fun.
No,
it's
sorry.
Pin the tail on Dickie. That's what it is.
For all the people that are worrying about me, I want to tell them that I love them with my whole heart and soul. And that, not to worry, Richard's fine. You haven't seen the last of me. I'll come back, and I'll come back strong.
All right, that last segment was in 2016 where he called into the Today Show. Shannon Doherty lost her battle with cancer on Saturday. She was only 53. Shannon was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, but went into remission two years later. Last year, she announced it spread to her brain. David Letterman posted this upbeat clip of Shannon on his show in 2008.
Well, I have horses, so I ride my horses. Wow. It's actually amazing that I was able to walk out here.
What kind do you
have? Well, they're really big. They're Holsteiners and Hanoverians.
Oh, the Hanoverians are enormous, aren't they?
Enormous, enormous. And I hadn't ridden in a couple of months because I hadn't had time, and I went out, and I rode two of my horses in a row, and by the time I got off, I couldn't walk. And it still feels like I have, you know, this 1,800-pound animal, like, between my legs. And
Wow. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But is it because you hadn't ridden in a while?
It's because I hadn't ridden in a while, so I'm a little sore. I'm going to stop.
Shannon was on TV shows like Little House on the Prairie, Beverly Hills 90210, and Charmed. She also appeared in the 1988 film Heathers with Winona Ryder. All right. Are we going to do something that's cheery today? Good Lord. Man, oh man. All right, how about this? A tractor trailer hauling 46,000 pounds of meat crashed through a Wendy's in Pennsylvania on Friday morning. Here's one of the tow truck drivers talking about what had happened.
Thankfully, it was early in the morning and nobody was coming through the intersection or nobody in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I said cheery. This is like bummer news. The price of stamps has just been hiked for the fourth time in 2 years. They're now 73 cents. That's how much a stamp is? Shows you how often I mail anything. On January 1st, 2023, they were 60 cents. Here's a man from Kansas that's not happy about the price increase.
It's like everything else. Prices are going up, and for somebody on a fixed income like me, it's just getting worse and worse. And not just stamps, but food. And I don't drive, but I saw gas may go up again very soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, this has got to be funny, right? This has got to be uplifting. This has got to be better. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. How do you pronounce his name? Goodness. How to pronounce there, fine. That one.
Pronouncenames.com.
Correale.
Correale. Fine. Whatever. Even if it's incorrect. Pete Correale on college.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends. Because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb. We're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Correale, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You gotta go to college. You gotta get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask around because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Get rid of all this disappointment. Pull it. There. Keep all that sound inside, for the love of God. Coming up. Yeah, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. There have been stories about thieves who were caught after returning to the place to rob it a second time, or even a third. Well, this woman has them all beat. A 27-year-old woman in California named Florence Miller was arrested last Thursday and accused of stealing from the same TJ Maxx location up to 30 times over the span of about 9 months. The value of the stolen merchandise was around $6,000. and it included stuff like handbags, jeans. Each individual theft was for less than $950, and in most cases, the anti-theft wires locks were cut to remove the merchandise.
In my 25 years as a city prosecutor, I've never seen a case with 30 counts. I've never seen a person go this long without being caught. The police reports showed a pattern of a person entering a store, spending very little time on the floor of the store, grabbing merchandise and simply walking out.
Well, that was City Prosecutor Doug Hobart talking about the accusations. This time, and this wasn't her first time, rather, she's facing 30 misdemeanor theft charges. And although more charges could be added if additional thefts are discovered, and it wasn't her first time, as mentioned. During those 9 months, she was on probation for theft. It's unclear if that case is also involved with TJ Maxx or if it was something else. Let's see. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. Two orphaned puppies were found and found a new family with a cat and her kitten at a shelter in Texas. The puppies were born at the shelter, but unfortunately the mother had passed away. The cat jumped into mommy mode and has been taking care of the little puppies. Here's an employee of the shelter talking about the pairing.
We got in this stray dog from the public. Now, flash forward to 3 weeks ago. She gave birth to two beautiful little male puppies. Sunday, when we were feeding, mom was gone. Monday morning, we're all talking about who's on bottle duty and at what times. When animal control walked in with a mom and a nursing baby that was probably a week old, Beverly made the call to put those two pups on the mom to see if she would take them, knowing that having a real mom would give these puppies a better chance at survival than bottle feeding would ever do.
Okay, and there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
I'm Kenita Withers. I work as a database curator and resource specialist for 211 Virginia at United Way of Central Virginia. And growing up, Big Brothers and Sisters was a key to a lot of different things and changes in my family that helped me along the way.
In 2022, 211 Virginia received 117,749 calls and sent 297,081 referrals. Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information, and you can visit hillcityslide.com. Yep, the United Way of Central Virginia is bringing in a 700-some-foot water slide that's going to be on Church Street between Washington and 12th Street. Right up past the YMCA, you'll be able to slide down Church Street all the way to the Armory on inner tubes. You have to register and get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. All the proceeds benefit United Way of Central Virginia. You get your time slot. You need to reserve your time slot because they are filling up fast. This is August 24th and August 25th, Saturday and Sunday, in downtown Lynchburg, again, between Washington and 12th Street on Church Street. So get your tickets now, hillcityslide.com. All the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. And speaking of the 24th and 25th in downtown Lynchburg, you can join us. We are going to be broadcasting live and on location on Saturday, August 24th. We're going to be at Summer Jam 24, right up the hill from Hill City Slide. So if you're downtown already and you're at Hill City Slide, come on out and join us at Three Roads Brewery for their fourth anniversary. And we're going to celebrate the music of Woodstock. That is at 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg. And if you have a wristband for Hill City Slide on August 24th, come on up the hill, show your wristband at Summer Jam, and you'll get dollar off drafts at Three Roads Brewing Company. We've got three great bands as well. So come on out and celebrate the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewing and some great music Bigfoot County is going to be doing tunes from Grateful Dead. Old Town Connector is going to be doing 1 hour of CCR, 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and 1 hour of The Band. And Elizabeth Wise is going to do her tribute to the women of Woodstock. So that's a Summer Jam 24, Three Roads Brewing Company, August 24th from noon until. So come on out and join us for that. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?